anything about a pledge of prayers, well, that's what that CJ?
Yeah, we can move over those.
Okay, the next item is the declaration of extensions or conflict of interest by board members. Okay, next, we don't have minutes. Next item is a consideration for adoption of the parameters resolution authorizing the issuance of parity water revenue bonds for the Central Iron County Water Conservancy District and calling of a public hearing to receive input with respect to the issuance of such bonds and any potential impact of the private sector from the construction of the project.
Okay, so this is just establishing the, there's Joel. How you doing, Joel?
Good.
Good, come on in.
All right.
This is just establishing the parameters of the bond for the Czechoslovakian Cliffs, so we will hold a public hearing again next month, here in a couple of weeks, April 15th, at our next meeting, and give the public a chance to look this over. I'll pull it up on the screen here. Mandy sent it out earlier today, I know, but it's just basically kind of a broad scope of, you know, it's interest rates not to exceed, status language like interest rate won't exceed 3%, you know, project won't exceed over $650,000. But we already know the specific number, we're kind of already locked in at the 1.75%, so we know it's the good rate, and, you know, kind of just depending on what estimates come back in on the cost, but this is just the process that USDA requires us to go through. Kelly, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, this is just the parameters. So as you look at those numbers and look through that, we already know what the numbers are going to be, and we're happy with those. So I think we're in really good shape that from that standpoint. This is I know the board's been through this a number of times. Historically, Brent's been through this quite a few times, but this might be a little new to some of you, or you've probably done it in city councils or other such things, but. You pass the parameters resolution, and then we'll have a public hearing, and then we'll pass the actual resolution here in a little while once we have everything back and everything's completed and everybody's from USDA has read through it and the bond attorney's read through it and everybody's read through it. Then is when we will sign everything. So this is just the first step in the process. So. Glad, I appreciate you guys taking the time to meet and go over this today, though. Okay. Starts the process.
Do you have, just a matter of question, do you have anybody here from the public that pays attention to this kind of thing that talked to you about it? I mean, the old bird, what's his name that used to...
Doug Hall?
Doug Hall guy was always paying attention to things. Is anybody else around nowadays?
Doug was always good to pay attention to things.
Yeah, I mean, no. We'll see. They'll advertise it. It'll go in the Spectrum, and it'll go in the post office and be advertised. And okay. No, we may have the same participation that we get at our budget meetings. I don't know. So, okay. Does anybody want to read through more of it beyond the kind of the highlighted detail that we just talked about?
I'm going to have to right now.
I don't think I want to, but...
Okay. Does everybody feel comfortable with establishing the parameters then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then we need to have a motion to adopt these parameters. Somebody want to make a motion to do that?
Make a motion to adopt the parameters of the resolution authorizing issuance of parity water revenue bonds.
Second.
And, that's
good. Anybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Or it's a resolution, let's do a roll call.
Okay. Tyler?
Yep.
Aye.
Oh, the other Tyler. I forgot there's two of them. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Aye.
Okay. This Tyler.
Aye.
We all aye.
I'm sorry, I forgot. There's all of a sudden there's two of us now.
Okay, very good, thanks. So the other ones are just some quick updates that I wanted to provide everybody with, given the opportunity. That was the main matter of business, so thanks again for joining us. And looks like we don't have anybody else trying to get in. So this is what we've got. So on the Sunset subdivision, let me open up really quickly and share with you guys. I've met with the folks that came to our last board meeting that want to potentially let us use that well, drafted an agreement. He was going to try and get back to me by yesterday, and I still haven't heard from him on a price. We sat down together. I tried working to get a price out of him for a couple of weeks, and anyway, I ended up just still haven't got there. But he asked what we would want out of it, and I just said, well, I think that, to be fair, we would want to compensate you for the property that you're not going to be able to use anymore, that 100 foot around the well. And I said, you know, to start, what we'd like to see is that we could provide you water basically for free in use of the well. So we'll see where he goes from that. I don't know if he
Can they even give you a hardcore price where materials are changing every 48 hours or less?
Yeah, I mean, he asked how much it costs to drill a new well, and I told him how much that was, but I just, you know, he wants to kind of know what his well's worth, and I told him we're not going to know until we get in there and investigate it. So yeah, kind of have to have a price ahead of time on the agreement. And so that's where we're at with that. I did the update on the rest of it is this is exactly where the well is. This pin, oh, I'm not sharing it. Hold on one sec. Okay. So this pin on the right is the actual well. And these two other pins are about 120 feet. That's the edge of the road. So the imagery behind it is a little bit off.
Yeah.
So that's right on the edge of the pavement. So we're good that way as far as the concerns that we had of having to deal with county roadways, things like that, lining, putting in liners. So we're well over 100 feet. It's like 120, 130 feet to each of those pins. And then the other issue then we are looking at or have looked at already is a septic tank at this house. And we've already visited with water quality, and they're okay with it because it's downhill. So water basically flows, you know, back towards Quitchapa.
Yeah.
So they're good with that, and it's 100 feet to basically their garage, and the septic tank is off the back of the house. So
it would be in zone 2, right? I mean,
yes.
So, yeah, I mean, they still have a little issue with septics. But
yes.
You've already, was it Paul Wright or who did
it? It was someone else at the state level, wasn't Paul.
Okay.
So
sometimes they're.
So the far pin on the right is where you.
Concerned about it.
Is where the well's at?
Yeah. Our blue line, that's the blue line that goes up there, is our water line.
Okay.
The red little dot is fire hydrants. This is where we were going to drill the well up on that county property. So the next matter of update that I've had since then is last week I had Judy Jensen come in my office, who is a Vandenberg. And so we're just following our water line down here. This is the Sunset subdivision. She wants to subdivide this pivot and put in seven 20-acre lots that would go long ways this way, and maybe a larger lot right here that's like...
Would they take an access road straight off that one down to the Quitchapa Road, the 7700 well?
I think what they want to do is just have access to their houses off of 7700. And I said, you know, potentially what we might could do, depending on what board would say, is we may be willing to install the water line that would go along it'd have to give us an easement along the back of these lots, put in a water line that would loop our system here, and in exchange for their well.
It's not in the pivot. It's
right here where my cursor is, right at the point of my cursor. So it's very close, and a pivot this size, seven towers, Brent. Yeah, so
120 acres. 1,000 gallons a minute, probably.
1,000 gallon a minute well. I mean, that would be tremendous compared to the other ones. So there is another option out there, and I did let this other guy know that there's a potential other option out there.
When, what is their time frame for subdividing and all that?
I told them, I said, you know, I asked, I just said, you know, you need to be kind of realistic with this. How serious are you about subdividing?
Yeah.
She seemed to be very serious, so that's what she said. I don't know what that
means. Has she been to the county to start any
she
of start, the
She has been
plotting?
With Reed and met with Reed, and so.
So there'd be six, like 20
years.
A year.
Yeah.
So
if you need water before then, you're minimum a year probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless there was, you know, unless they were super serious and came to an agreement. But yeah, but there's still the potential of having a 1,000-gallon minute well and one that we know that works.
And then what do we have to do the testing on it to just make sure that it's...
Well, we know that it works. We would want to test the water quality, and that's easy to do because it's operating. We could go and get a sample this summer when it's running.
That's about, what, 3/4 of a mile or maybe a little less from the city well? It's just to the north of that?
Yeah, they're about a mile, so there's one right here.
Yeah, there's one there, and then
and
one...
And then there's one right there.
Right there.
Yeah, they're about a mile apart.
Have to worry about the zones or anything.
No, you. Yeah.
But kind of would when they're doing the development. Well, where's the well again?
So it is close to this other right house. Oh, okay. Let me zoom in again.
Yeah, it is close to that very first really house that was out there.
Sorry, it's clicking on things and struggling to.
That'd be good water right, too. Can you get all the water right?
No, I think they know what they have there because they want to do 20-acre lots and only give them 1 acre foot of water. So,
so they're not going to be able to sell them unless they sell 10 acre feet of water with them.
They think that they can sell them to people from California, which they might be able
they
to.
They probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that house underneath the.
Yeah, let's do a measurement on that.
Yeah, the well's.
I think the well is the right there.
Yeah.
While you're measuring that, just a suggestion, if we end up putting a water line in that area, I think we would really want them to dedicate at least their half of a roadway through there rather than just an easement so that, you know, long term it would be a good access for us.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah,
I don't think they'd have a problem with that.
Not if they can get a water line.
Yeah.
If they're going through a subdivision process, it won't take anything to put a road in. You know, as far as platting it, I don't know that they need to build it, but at least then we would know we would always have right of way in there to get to it.
Not knowing exactly where their subdivision, or I mean their septic tank is, I'm sure we're well beyond the 100 feet there.
Yeah.
This is a little shop. I don't think that there's anything there, so.
No. Unless they put an illegal septic tank in.
That's right. I think I did the work on that house
Mark ago. Mark Meisner built that house.
Yeah.
It was one of the first ones back in there.
Yeah, that's why I remember it, because it was clear down there. So yeah, there is a septic there somewhere. I know where it is. I can find the plan for it.
So that's the update on that. Any questions, concerns, or direction further on that? Just keep on plugging away with.
Yeah, sounds like you got some good options there.
I think that's a dink.
Cheaper than what we thought.
Yeah, yeah. And then I don't know what will happen. I mean, Henry's Place has that $75,000 deposit they did with the well driller, and that'd be fine if they went and did their own thing, or if they wanted to see if that $75,000 could go towards equipping one of the, you know, either one of these wells with the 100-foot surface seal, concrete, things like that. So.
Well, what, are they going to lose their $75 if they don't drill a well?
Yeah, sounds like it. I mean, it's Richard Peterson, so.
Oh, yeah, they'll probably lose it.
The money's probably. You can tell me where the money's at. I don't know. I'd be happy to be able to have one of these existing wells rather than having to.
The money is in lumber. That's where the lumber.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, next. Are we done with that then?
Yeah.
So, Wawa Pine Valley, what's anything happening with that?
I'll just give you an update on the Lincoln County Act. So, been able to meet with the state engineer as well as, after I met with the state engineer, or just before I met with the state engineer, there was a discussion I had with Paul Briggs, and he mentioned they'd reached out to PLIPCO, which is the governor's office. The acronym is like Public Lands Policy Commission, and it's the branch under the governor where he consolidates all of the messaging for these types of issues, public lands issues, because you may have state land forestry that says something opposite of wildlife resources or something like that, so that when they comment about an EIS, they're supposed to send their comments to PLIPCO, and then PLIPCO will respond to like the BLM. So that's how it kind of works. And so this guy from PLIPCO, or BLM, told me that PLIPCO had been involved, and so I asked him to join our meeting with the state engineer. It went pretty good. The state engineer didn't want to really do anything. We really had to work really hard. Don Barnett did a good job helping us articulate the discussion and help the state understand that this isn't just our project issue. This is an issue anywhere within the Great Basin, which ranges from Logan, you know, down to Las Vegas and in between. So if you wanted to move water rights from the Logan Basin, we don't want to have to reach an agreement with Nevada to move water up in the Logan area.
In our state.
And so that's what we really pushed for in the argument. And this kid from PLIPCO, he really understood that really well. His name is Shay Owens. He's actually from Panguitch. He works out of the governor's office, just remote down here. So I was talking to Rick Shipp. He has the, you know, office right here, Representative Shipp, out in the hall. And I was telling him kind of what we've been going through, and I said, you know, maybe we need to get the governor's office involved and get in touch with Stephen Lisenby here at Southern Utah University. He's the new governor's rural senior advisor. And so we called him on the phone, and he said, oh, I've actually got a meeting with the director of PLIPCO. His name's Reg Johnson. He'll be here Monday. So I met with Reg on Monday, went through some of the same stuff. He had some of the same reservations, but then Shay, he really kind of really pushed hard. He really caught the message from our previous discussion, and really talked the director into saying, yeah, this is not good for Utah. We don't want this. And so they're going to, again, draft another document and subscribe that to the EIS. So it should be a good thing there. So hopefully they submit those comments, and we'll see how that goes.
All right, good. And the worry we had with the law with
Rancho Bonita,
the bill and the legislature didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, no.
Did Rex have anything to say about that?
Yeah, he just said it's dead. For now.
Okay, next, Rancho Bonita. What's going on out there?
So, there was the... You remember we came to an agreement with the water rights that we had with part of that as a different phase. It wasn't this phase two. So there was phase one that's pretty much got all the houses built. Phase two that's platted and everything. Phase two, we said, okay, yeah, we're okay with having you guys use the existing water rights. We're dedicated to that. The additional phase is the one where we squoze them down and said you need to do the most strict conservation. You know, you can build up to X number of lots. And since then, the new owner of this phase two has called and said, hey, can I reduce the amount of water right in phase two to a 0.8 per lot and then add in additional 7 lots? So that's his ask. Is that right, Jess?
How much smaller does that make the lots?
Doesn't make the lot any smaller. He just wants to
spread the same number of shares across more lots.
Yes. So he wants to change, basically, he'd have to go through and change his CCNRs in the subdivision so that they'd be more restrictive on their outside water use, and then build these additional lots.
So they'd zero escape everything?
A 0.8, they can have up to like 3,500 square feet of turf, which is actually quite a bit.
So, more than I want to mow.
Yeah.
I think that's more turf than I've got.
Yeah, it's more than I do at my house. So, it's still a significant amount. Anyway, that's...
So this is the water right in the existing Phase 2 subdivision that we paid, but we had to give them, or that they already had.
They it's the agreement that they're back.
So you have seven more lots of revenue a month.
Seven more impact fees.
Seven more.
So it's kind of the same ideology that we took when we made the agreement that, okay, well, if they do build this in a timely manner, we can take the revenues and put it towards the projects.
How soon is he to start pushing his subdivision?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing, is we wouldn't have a timeline on it if we did it now, because it's not part of the agreement. That's one thing Justin said, is maybe we could come to an agreement or amend an agreement. Or
these 2 years minimum from even probably trying to get a road dosed into it right now, because all your developers are, all the guys that are doing the development work are scattered thin. Right. They're all going crazy right now.
Yeah. I did do a sales report out there this last month for that phase two. It's like, is it that 60? Maybe it's not part of that. I don't know. There's 60 acres out there or something.
No, I can pull it up. 74 lots. I'm not sure.
How so big are the lots? Half acre, acre? What are they?
They didn't really have it laid out yet. They just wanted to get soils work done. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were trying to...
Just perk tested and everything?
Yeah, all that, everything. Well, not perk test.
But I mean,
the trenches.
For their overex.
The geotechnical for the overex and their pavements and things, just so they can see what the prices are like, you know, and all that. So, I'm just curious. They're calling it... It might be a separate property, but it's just north of there. It's like the painted desert. That's what they're calling it.
Painted desert.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. It's a desert. Already.
Yeah.
So you can see it's already platted here.
Yeah. So that's
Phase 2.
Yeah, it's just the property just north of that. So that's why I'm wondering. There's a subdivision plan for that.
Yeah. So that one.
That area.
That would be, I think, the one that we reached the agreement on.
So you have an agreement on that one?
That's where he wants the seven more lots.
No, he'll put the seven lots over in this area. Mm-hmm. But this is the one where we reached the agreement for the additional 90 lots.
So that one's moving forward, I'm pretty sure, right now as we speak. I mean, whatever time that is. But.
And I think that this, I don't know how many times it's maybe changed hands since we made that agreement.
Is that right?
In the Phase 2, I think somebody came in and was... saying they were
going to
purchase that as well, so it looks like it's
going to
change hands.
Again? Wow. So maybe they're looking at it and then decided,
so
I don't know.
He's trying to get the most of his water rights here,
so. So I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of interest in that property, guys, it sounds like.
I guess if you pitch them down on their landscaping and their xeriscaping, we can make seven more monthly bills and seven more impact fees and not lose any more water.
Okay,
that's my opinion.
I think if the board wants to go that route, the direction I would want to see is just that just go through Justin and have him make sure that we're good.
And
to reach another agreement, we will.
And put a date on an expiration date. That's what got us bid us the last time. Was no expiration date.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a sewer line that runs right up dirt road right there.
Yeah.
So they don't have to do septic out there.
Yeah.
They're trying to incorporate all that into a city right now, too.
Is that right?
No kidding.
Including the Mid-Valley State.
Uh-huh. There's a big push out there.
No kidding.
Crazy.
What are they going to call it?
I don't know. they're petitioning right now.
Mid-Valley?
Like from like Monarch Meadows, Sunrise, and then
Sunrise,
Peak View, and then all that that's in the purple, and all that out there.
Did you give them a memo from Cedar Highlands?
They were telling me about it, and I said, call the people at Cedar Highlands, see how that works out.
From West Enix, we call it.
West Enix.
Yeah. Let's see, there's one other thing. Oh, I did want to just give you a quick update, if you don't mind, on our vehicles. So we had Young Automotive Group come down and talk to us 2 days ago, and everything looks pretty good. Everything looks pretty legit. They do it with a lot of municipalities, so it's 100% buyback for your vehicle, and then it's on the government rate, so you get a discounted rate. So basically, what we'd be looking at this year, we had budgeted $65,000 in our budget for a new vehicle. But basically, hey, how are you?
Hi, sorry.
Oh, you're just fine.
It's a public meeting.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome to stay.
Yeah.
Come sign in. So, we budgeted $65,000, and basically, to start the program, what we'd have to do is we'd have to pay $50,000 to $55,000, and we'd get 4 new vehicles this year. And then every year after that, the cash flow is they give you.
Can we get 6?
we probably could.
Money will just show up.
Yeah, exactly. So we'd get 4 new vehicles. We change in our other 4 that 4. We just got.
Yeah.
And the net on it would be we'd have to pay the $50,000 to $55,000. We'd have 4 new vehicles, and then thereafter it would be every year they'd drive down the vehicles and take back the old ones, and there would be some inflationary costs, but they said max it'd probably be like what we could budget or plan on is, you know, $100 up to a couple thousand dollars per year. So a few $100 up to a couple $1,000 per year.
So we have a brand new truck vehicle every year.
You get new vehicles every year.
We have 4 new vehicles every year.
What flavor did you go with?
So
tell me you went with GMC.
They've had the most success with GMC, and that's what our guys are.
I didn't want you buying a Dodge because it's all hard. But
and I don't think if you've had a Dodge, it should be hard to maybe make one fall apart. So it is within
the new one's junk.
Yeah, so we'd be getting 3 diesel trucks. They'd be short bed. They'd be upper trim because they're the ones that are buying them back. So they.
So the only thing.
And they know what they can sell. But so that's why it's upper trim.
So how long are they down switching all the boxes and stuff?
They said if we needed more time, they're fine with it. If you need a week, they said we're here locally. You know, locally they're in Utah, but they're, you know, they said like. When you're dealing with this, with one of them worked for Enterprise previous, he said, you know, it'd have to be within a couple of hours. But they said, we'll work with you. You can, I mean, I think our guys could have the stuff out in a day and switch them out.
Yeah.
But, and so that way they can drive down and take the other ones back. I mean, I think we'd be amenable to them, too. But.
Well, they're going to get that fancy. We're going to have Tracy and those guys wear ties to them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we can put our names on the GMCs. If they were Dodges, we wouldn't.
So, any concerns? I think we're probably going to move forward with that where it is within the budget if you're okay.
Yeah.
That's a smoking deal.
We did have Dan Jessen from the county. He came and listened as well, and that's...
He's freaking top on top of all that stuff.
He has the dealer's world, license.
He's right on top of
exactly.
All that.
Exactly, yeah. He's got his dealer's license. He knows all about it. They are in the middle of completely redoing all of theirs, and they're actually looking at hiring a fleet manager because they have hundreds of vehicles with the county.
Yeah, so, they've already started.
I think they've already got 100 sheriff vehicles.
So, you know, he had a lot of insight. He basically just said, for an entity like you, this is a complete no-brainer. You know, he said he'd be doing the same thing if he was still at Enoch or things like that. So I know Enoch does. Rob was telling me you had a lease program where basically they gave you a car for free this year. Or
yeah, we do it with our police officers. We don't do much, I think, with the city vehicles, but yeah, our police cars.
Parowan City's doing it with their police trucks, too.
We just got
2 or 3 brand new trucks.
We just got a bunch of brand new trucks, too.
So that it's working all around us. So it ought to work for us.
Okay, well, we'll move forward on that. Jess, anything else, or Mandy, or Bree, or Kelly?
Or Curtis.
Is Curtis still on there?
Yeah, said he's on there.
Oh, good.
I think we're good. Thanks for taking care of that parameters resolution, and we'll get things moving forward on that.
Kelly, will you just let me know if there's anything that you need me to be sending over or doing on that, please?
You bet. Will do. Susan may be in contact with you on a few things, but shouldn't be too bad.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, very good. All right, do we need to have a closed session?
I can't think of anything.
The lawyer's not here, so probably
not. I think it's a little simple.
He shows up easily.
Yeah, then we go.
So there was, I remember seeing that on the agenda. And so there's nothing pending, it's just space for a closed session if we need that.
I think it's just on the agenda.
Okay.
We kind of, we keep it as a placeholder in case something pops up last minute.
Okay.
So, which is probably something the legislature will change.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else.
Motion adjourned.
I'll accept that. Second it. All in favor.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming. Appreciate you.
Roll call.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I didn't want to mention, too, that we met with Tyler and Terry yesterday or 2 days ago.
A couple days ago.
The days all blend together, right? And we're starting to work with Cedar City. We wanted to pull in you, David. We wanted